Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show, the most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Maybach music.
Regardless of how it goes down, life goes on. Am I right?
On the way we shed some tears, every day we sacrifice, so we could be standing here. Oh, what a hell of a life. Been waiting so many years, and the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we're gonna be rich forever and ever.
I remember being blind to it.
Welcome, everyone, to the Roman Show Pro Wrestling on this January 10th, transmitting live from Miami, Florida. I'm a bit under the weather as still trying to clear my nostrils here, so please forgive me if I sound like I'm talking inside a trumpet. But with that being said, I want to welcome you to a great show we have lined up for you. And, man, we are excited because we have a huge, and I mean huge announcement to make later on tonight. Man, I'm just appalled with the announcement we're going to make later on today. So stay tuned here in the Roman Show Pro Wrestling as we transmit every single Tuesday at 10 p.m. If you're in the chat room, unfortunately, I'm having some issues with the chat room right now. But just go ahead and chat yourself away. If you have any questions or you want to ask some of our upcoming guests, head on over. I see some of you guys are out there in the chat room. So welcome to the Roman Show, guys. Make sure you tell your friends. Tweet us at RomanDH. We have some guys there on the phone lines. Just stay on the line. We will get to you soon. I just want to read you a quick synopsis of what you're going to expect here tonight. Tonight, we're going to have NWA Ring Warrior COO Howard Brody on the program. He is also an author of the book Swimming with Piranhas: Surviving the Politics of Professional Wrestling. It was published in 2009. The book exposes wrestling's inner workings and back-office deal-making. It describes also his relationship with wrestling power figures such as Vince and Linda McMahon, Eric Bischoff, Hulk Hogan, and many more. You can purchase that book on Amazon.com. Also, Howard will be speaking about the NWA Ring Warriors event taking place on January 18th at the Fort Lauderdale National Guard Armory, located at 400 Southwest 24th Street. For ticket information, visit NWARingWarriors.com. Bell time is at 7:30 p.m., but tonight we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets, so make sure you stay tuned for details on how to win a free pair of tickets, and the Roman Show will be in attendance, so stop by and say hi to us. And the other person that you can say hi to when you see us next Wednesday at the event is none other than my co-host, Mr. Stephen Cage.
You know, how many times do we have to go through this, Mr. Roman? I teach you every single time how to introduce me. I am the new Golden Star alongside my partner, Vega. I am Stephen. I go low on your women, as low as the U.S. currency can ever be. K cage.
What the hell did you just say? Low on the you, like, make no absolute sense.
Listen, I'm still
who's
in a work
writing
in progress.
Stuff?
Come again?
Who is writing your stuff? Do you write this?
Yes, I write my own stuff. I don't need no teleprompter like you're having right now, Mr. Roman. I'm enjoying my night here in the beach, drinking my nice little whiskey, you know, enjoying my time, entertaining the fans like they're supposed to be, because you are just as boring as the parents on the Charlie Brown show. All you do is wah, wah, wah. That's all I hear. So go on. Hello?
On Skype with you, what you're in. Okay, come on, maybe it's like pressure.
Oh, yeah. Clap everyone there for Block Talk Radio. It's for some reason we lost service, but we are back. We apologize for that. This is actually the second time this happened, but what can we say? It happens sometimes. Unfortunately, we haven't figured out things yet, and things are just getting better by the minute. We're going to try to get in contact with Stephen Cage, in which I blame for this here in the Roman show. So we definitely apologize for that, guys, as far as what happened.
Yeah. Hello?
It was you who cut us off. You know, from now on, just shut your mouth. I'm going to go ahead.
Excuse me?
And, folks, as we said, we had Howard Brody, the COO of WA Ring Warriors, and we also have the Dark City Fight Club, who will be fighting or wrestling on that same night on January 18th in Fort Lauderdale, where we're going to have a ton of fun out there in Fort Lauderdale. But I'm so – and by the way, people are already just stating that Cage is boring, Cage stinks. You know, Cage, come on, man. You just get it through your mouth. The great thing, your head, you suck.
Listen, Mr. Roman, it's not my fault that, like I said, that these little fans are typing their fat little fingers away while I'm enjoying my time here in South Beach. Your paychecks is what gets me here in South Beach, relaxing on my lounge chair, drinking my little whiskey, and enjoying this time, because I'm going to be nice and professional when Mr. Brody gets on the line and when my favorite tag team of all time, Dark City Fight Club, get on the line. I could care less what these people think.
And of all places, you're in South Beach, right?
Yeah, I'm in South Beach. I'm relaxing. I'm having fun. Hey, for all I know, I might be able to bump into A-Rod and Tori Wilson. But these fans can continue talking all the garbage they want, because I could care less. Like I said, all they do is just type away their fat little fingers because they got nothing else to do. If you got a problem with me, give me a call. At least Lorraine had the guts, but you know what? I don't care if Lorraine keeps on calling and calling, because I have more things to say about her than she could ever say about me.
Well, let me just tell you, Cage, that a lot of folks are on the line right now waiting to speak, and I can bet right now that most of them are here to bash you and tell you that you stink.
Well,
I'm so excited. Again, I'm so excited. I want to reveal who our upcoming guest is going to be on January 31st. But we're gonna keep it an enigma right now as we speak. But we gotta move forward. Unfortunately, we had a little technical difficulty, but we're back in the air. We're also gonna have Johnny Naka with a segment call in shortly after the program here, and after we interview all the folks, Howard Brody, the Dark City Fight Club, and that Johnny Knockout segment in which he is going to speak about, he's going to give his opinion, controversial opinion, on what's going on in the world of professional wrestling.
Jeez.
And people are more than welcome to call in at 714-868-0222, and they can speak to Johnny Knockout himself here on the Roman Show. But with that being said, we quickly have to rush through none other than what's going on in the world of pro wrestling. So here you go with
News of the Day.
All right, guys, with the induction of Edge into the WWE Hall of Fame, the question is, who is going to induct him? Well, the Rated R Superstar said that if it was up to him, it would be Christian. His DVD is scheduled to be released April 10th. That's Edge, You Think You Know Me, will feature three discs, while Blu-ray, and also on DVD. Also, another news, the WWE Network will not debut on April 1st, as the company had targeted, which is the date of WrestleMania 28. A PWIinsider.com report said the company plans to release WWE Network on the fall of this year. SmackDown's main event has been announced, and it will include champion Daniel Bryan putting up the world title on the line against the Big Show in a no-DQ, no-countout match. You can see that this Friday on the Sci-Fi Channel. WWE Axe, the Vengeance pay-per-view. The company will now only have 12 pay-per-views this year. Now, this allows more build-up between the Hell in a Cell and the Survivor Series pay-per-view. WWE Hall of Famer Roddy Piper noted on Twitter that he's headed to Hollywood to film Breaking In on Fox. And, lastly, former WWE star John Morrison is scheduled to appear at Dreamwave Wrestling's event taking place April 7th, 2012 in a cell. He will only be participating in autograph signing. And that is what's going on in the world as we get ready to bring on COO of NWA Ring Warriors, Mr. Howard Brody, who is also an author. In fact, he wrote the book Swimming with Piranhas, Surviving the Politics of Professional Wrestling. This man has worked with the top figures in the pro wrestling, including Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff, Linda McMahon, and now he is the COO of NWA Ring Warriors, and they have their event on January 18th, that's next Wednesday, at the Fort Lauderdale National Guard Armory located at 400 Southwest 24th Street. For ticket information, head on over to nwaringwarriors.com. Bell time is at 7:30 p.m. And on the main event, it's going to feature the Headbangers and teaming up with Badass Billy Gunn. And they're going to be taking on the Dark City Fight Club, and Walker, Montel Walker, who, well, we're going to have him on the show soon as well, right, Cage?
And it's Vordell Walker.
Get your
guess correct.
Don't try me, because I am the air hockey champion, as I defeated you twice. So don't try me, buddy.
It's because I let you, and on top of that, I was drunk off of my whiskey.
Oh, please. Cage, so we have the Dark City Fight Club tonight, and we have Howard Brody, so we have a great, strong lineup tonight. With that being said, let's give a call to Mr. Howard Brody, who's going to be calling, we're going to be talking a little bit of pro wrestling, also NWA, and his book, which you can find on Amazon.com. And it's a great book. Talks a little bit about the whole back lot and vaccines of the world of pro wrestling. So here we go. We're going to contact Mr. Howard Brody.
And why don't you let the fans know how they could also win the pair of NWA tickets as well? Are we giving out free tickets tonight?
We are. Just hang on tight. We'll release the information soon, sir.
Gotcha.
As we are going to... Hello, Mr. Brody. Mr. Brody? Hello, Mr. Brody. Hello? Mr. Brody, are you there? Mr. Brody?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Brody. How are you? Welcome to the Roman Show.
Good. Glad to be on. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful, Mr. Howard. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you taking some time here, the CEO of NWA Ring Warriors. First and foremost, you're a hardworking man. You've been in the business, in the pro wrestling business, for quite some time. You had the opportunity to write this book, so you penned the book, which is out right now. You can purchase it on Amazon.com. And that is Swimming with Piranhas, Surviving the Politics of Professional Wrestling. And you're working on another book, correct?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It's kind of been put on the back burner, but we still talk about it.
Okay.
Well, Howard, first and foremost, let's talk about NWA Ring Warriors. Your first event was last year, and you came back here to Fort Lauderdale National Guard Armory. Tell me what made NWA return to South Florida?
Wow. Well, I guess the best thing to do, or the best way to explain it, is I've been away from the NWA for about 10 years, actually almost exactly 10 years, and had the opportunity to join back with the organization. I moved back to the area a couple years ago. There's some really great local wrestling down here. So I thought maybe South Florida needed another variety, something a little bit different than what was being offered. So put a little partnership together with a couple of people, some very talented individuals. And we said, okay, we're going to put our best foot forward and use the NWA brand, which I was associated with for a really long time. Let's give it our best shot. And so, you know, we had our first show last month. Wrestling-wise, it was an outstanding card from top to bottom. And we're going to do it again next Wednesday night at the Armory here in Fort Lauderdale.
And that's right. And you have on the main event Billy Gunn of the Handbaggers versus the Dark City Fight Club and Boy Walker. And also on the card you have Christine Bonneri versus Tana Garrett. And also Tokyo Monster, Cahagas versus Chance Profit.
It's a co-main event, actually.
Oh, okay.
The you are right in the sense of the Dark City Fight Club and Bordell Walker. Dark City is current NWA World Tag Team Champions, mm-hmm. and Bordell Walker going up against Badass Billy Gunn, member of DX, and former WWE and NWA World Tag Champs, the Headbangers. Okay, mm-hmm. and then the co-main event is actually a lumberjack match between Cahagas and Chance Profit for the NWA national title. Last time these two guys fought, there's been a viral video floating around online. You know, it was everybody who was there thought that that match was the best match in the show. You know, it was, from a fan standpoint, it was crazy. I mean, the guys fought in the ring, they fought out of the ring, they fought around the ring, they fought through the stands, they fought in, you know, all over the place. So, you know, we needed to kind of contain this, so we said, okay, you know, what way do we contain two guys, so to keep them from going all around the arena this time? Well, let's take our locker room and put them out there at ringside. So that's what we're going to have. We're going to have the NWA Ring Warrior locker room at ringside as the Lumberjacks and control the environment this time.
Wow, and that's very exciting. In fact, we had actually Chance Profit here prior to the show. We got to speak to him. He was telling me how crazy Cahagas is. So we can only expect the best in wrestling. But as far as NWA and this upcoming shows, there is a couple of local shows down here in South Florida, but NWA Ring Warriors is definitely bringing in the creme de la creme of pro wrestlers, as you have Badass Billy Gunn, and last time you had X-Pac, and you also had Sonny in there. So tell us about bringing guys like these and girls like a Sonny back into the limelight here in South Florida.
Well, what we want to do is we want to offer an alternative to what people can currently see. You know, you have two really very good wrestling groups down here right now. There's CCW, Coastal Championship Wrestling, which is an excellent product. And then you have FOW, which is a Future Wrestling. You know, they have a very, very good product. Again, you know, they're both local. You know, there's a lot of local flavor on it, a lot of guys who work there. You know, I mean, good, solid wrestlers on both parts. And if you notice, we use kind of some of their guys in addition to bringing in a variety of different types of people, mm-hmm. like the Giant Titan, like Steve Madison, like Bruce Santee, like Cassidy Riley, former member of the Hot Shots. Yes, we brought Sonny in, and we'll probably bring her again in a future day. You know, we'll hope to have X-Pac back. Sean Waltman's a great talent. But we also want to bring different people down. You know, we've been talking about maybe some of the Ring of Honor guys. We've been talking about, you know, some of maybe the people from Dragon Gate, or, you know, some of the people that you've heard about on the internet, or, you know, some of the former legends. What we want to really do is provide a nice mixture for fans to come out and to see, you know, what a real... You know, we want to kind of do, I won't say a throwback old school wrestling show, mm-hmm. but we want people that every match on that card, Every match on that card is a solid wrestling match, and you're going to see different styles on the card. You're going to see guys who can high fly. You're going to see guys that can get down on the mat and wrestle. You're going to see the big, strong guys. You're going to see, you know, a variety of different types of styles. And I think that was, you know, that's kind of like a very attractive thing to a fan because they come, it's kind of like when you go to the circus, right? You go to the circus. If you go to the circus and every single act is clowns, well, pretty soon you get tired of the clowns, right? So right. You go to the circus, you see the clowns, you see the high wire act, you see the guy that gets shot out of the cannon, you see the strongman, you see the elephants, you see the midgets, you see the clown car, you see all these different things, the lion tamer and the lions and all this stuff. So you go there and you see a whole bunch of different things. Well, we kind of want to take that philosophy for our wrestling show. So when you come to our wrestling show, you're going to see a whole bunch of different things. You're going to see tag team matches. You're going to see high flyers. You're going to see the guys who can get down and wrestle. You're going to see the giants. You're going to see, you know, sometime, I'm sure at some point in the future, we'll be bringing the midgets in or something. So we want to give a whole variety, you know, to the fan because it's really about the wrestling fan. We want the people to come out and get their money's worth. We know, you know, like WWE comes down here, you know, ticket costs $50, $100, you know, $200, whatever it might be. And we're making it very affordable to see a really great show with some good names. You know, our tickets for next week's show, first three rows, which are premium seating, only $18 a ticket. Okay, that's a great price to get up close and personal. And actually, we're running a promotion right now that actually, if you buy the ticket online in advance at NWARingWarriors.com, you get your advance ticket through PayPal, and you print out your receipt, you actually come in an hour before showtime, come into the building at 6:30, and have a one-on-one special meet and greet with Badass Billy Gunn and the Headbangers. Plus, we're going to have a special drawing just for people who bought their tickets in advance, two tickets to WrestleMania. So we're doing a special drawing. So anybody that buys their tickets in advance get two bonuses. One, they get a chance to win tickets for WrestleMania, separate than what we're doing for the rest of the night. We're going to give another pair of WrestleMania tickets.
Wow.
But we're also going to provide the fans with a one-on-one opportunity with Badass Billy Gunn and the Headbangers before the show.
Wow, that is awesome, Mr. Howard. Now, one question that I have, you have the event on a Wednesday, and we were speaking prior to the interview that you're going to kick off the WrestleMania weekend down here in South Florida. Can you explain to us, why would you have it on a Wednesday? Just a curious question, instead of having it on an average Friday or Sunday.
Actually, this month, yes, we're going to be last month we did a show on Wednesday, and we're doing it again on a Wednesday. WrestleMania week, we're actually not going to be running on a Wednesday. We're actually going to run on a Thursday. And I'll get to that in a second. But the reason Wednesday nights, because back in the day, back in the heyday of Florida wrestling, South Florida was a Wednesday night. It was Miami Beach Convention Center. Sometimes it was Sunrise Musical Theater. Sometimes it was the War Memorial Auditorium. And a little bit before that, it was the National Guard Armory. And sometimes it was Wednesday night. Sometimes it was Friday night. Most of the times it was Wednesday night. That was the South Florida night. So we decided to give a shot on Wednesday night to see how we would do.
That was the reason
for Wednesday night.
Got it. Keeping with tradition.
Exactly.
And now Thursday, so that's the week of WrestleMania weekend, you're going to have a show. So you're technically going to be kicking off the WrestleMania weekend as far as pro wrestling events down here.
We are. We haven't announced it. We'll be making a big announcement. Well, I guess I'm making the announcement now, but we'll be making an official announcement the night of the show, what we have planned for WrestleMania week.
Great. And Howard, if you don't mind, we want to give out a pair of tickets to some of our listeners. So they can show up to the event out there, listening here on the program. If that's okay with you?
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to do it. Maybe some kind of a trivia question. I think would be a good thing. Do it as a trivia question. Let's let the guys work for it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. We'll come up with a question shortly. Maybe my co-host over there, Cage, will think of one. And we're going to go ahead and state the question, and you can reply on Twitter at RomanDH with the answer and enter to win a free pair of tickets to NWA Ring Warriors. That's next Wednesday, January 18th in Fort Lauderdale. And you can purchase your tickets by visiting NWRingWarriors.com.
Also, they can actually, you know, a lot of people today are right on Facebook, right? So, if you go to, if you actually go to Facebook.com/RingWarriors, if you're not a fan of our page, you know, go ahead and click that and like the page. But you'll also see right when you get to that page, right at the very top, you can actually buy your tickets right on Facebook. It goes right into the PayPal account. So, you know, be sure to buy your premium tickets in advance. Those who do, like I said, you get to have that one-on-one opportunity, and you get into the drawing for the WrestleMania tickets.
That is perfect, Mr. Howard. Now, let's talk a little bit of pro wrestling. And you've been in the business for quite some time, and I haven't had the chance yet.
25 years.
25 years. So you've been with all of them. Vince McMahon, Linda McMahon, Hulk Hogan. And here you are with NWA. What is your current opinion on the world of pro wrestling? Where do you think it's headed? And a lot of people said that mixed martial arts has been taking a toll on the attendance of pro wrestling events. What is your take on this, Howard?
I don't know. Sometimes I try to watch TNA or WWE, and it doesn't appeal to me. Sometimes I watch it and they have some really great stuff going on. You know, I guess it all depends on who I'm watching, what matches are out there, and what kind of angles they're doing. Wrestling is an industry that is constantly evolving. So, what was prevalent 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, is different than today. Let's take a look at any other sport. Everything evolves. You know, the athletes are bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. You know, it's a different breed in wrestling today. You know, the guys, they do more high impact maneuvers, therefore their careers don't last as long. I think the one thing that's really missing from pro wrestling on a major circuit is you have a lack of diversity. You know, you look at a lot of guys and they're all cookie cutter from one another. Just take the heads off of them, take the tattoos off of them, switch out tattoos and heads, and they all kind of like the same physique and the same style and all that. You don't have what you used to have back in the day. You know, a guy like Dusty Rhodes wasn't exactly a bodybuilder, but man, the guy can move in the ring, right? Mm-hmm. He's all about personality and cutting a promo and doing the bionic elbow and, you know, the son of the plumber and all that stuff. And then you had a guy like a Kevin Sullivan who was, you know, with the purple haze and, you know, the whole, like, you know, crazy satanic, you know, thing that they were doing. And it was characters, and everybody was different, and it was memorable guys, people from Killer Carl Cox, Ernie Ladd, you know, everybody had a different thing about them. Today, it's just a lot of similar and the same people. You know, it's a whole bunch of different guys that are doing very similar things. There's no clear-cut black and white, good guy, bad guy anymore. It's become all shade of gray, and I don't particularly care for that. You know, I like, you know, even in the 80s, you know, as goofy and cartoonish as the WWF was before it became the WWE, you had guys like Hogan and Piper and Paul Orndorff. Like, everybody had a gimmick in the character. You know, yeah, they used to get kind of, there were some that were over the silly, like the African Dream Akeem, who was the one-man gang, or you had T.J. Hopper and, you know, some of these crazy characters, the Brooklyn Brawler, when he actually used to be dressed up as a baseball player. They had the MVP when he was a baseball player. Not the MVP that wrestled out here, not the
one with the ball?
Antonio Banks.
Baseball.
Yeah, it was like a baseball. Oh, no, it was Knuckleball Schwartz or something, whatever the heck the character was, but it was like a baseball player. You know, and then you had Jeff Torborg, who was a real, his son Dale was a real baseball player, did like a Kiss character for WCW. I mean, yeah, it was, some of it was kind of goofy, but you also had some really memorable, you know, people like Jimmy Superfly Snuka. You know, everybody remembers, you know, Piper with that coconut smacking it on Jimmy Snuka's head. You had Andre the Giant. You had the Million Dollar Man. That was a goofy gimmick, but boy, was it over, right?
Right.
No, with the Million Dollar Man and Virgil, and you had all these characters, even adorable Adrian, which, you know, they kind of went with the second Adrian because the best character like that was exotic Adrian Street. So you had all these characters, you know, and, you know, it was a change from what was before that. And before that was, you know, very similar. You know, they were good guys and bad guys, but, you know, they didn't have the extravagant outfits. You know, you had the cowboys, you had the guys that dressed in the Indians, you had, you know, the guys that dressed as sailors or, you know, longshoremen or lumberjacks or, you know, whatever they might have been. There was always an evolution to the characters and the people in the business. But I think we're just missing the different types of physiques. Like, I remember as a kid, like, I would watch a guy like Ivan Putski before he became all muscled out. You know,
right.
Here was this, you know, Polish guy who would come in with a beer belly, and he looked like a gigantic midget. You know, and he used to clean house and, you know, finish with the Polish hammer, you know, and, you know, scream Polish power, and everybody loved him, okay?
Right.
So, you know, we had guys like the Mighty Igor, and then you had guys like, you know, Dick the Bulldog Brower with his Popeye punch, and, you know, they were still the guys in just trunks. They didn't have real flashy outfits, but there still was something about them. Guys like Killer Kowalski, you know, going back to the Blackjacks, Mulligan and Lanza, you know, Bobby Heenan is a manager, Lou Albano, you know, Matt, and then the whole thing about managers, you know, what happened to managers of the big states? You know, you used to have guys like Lou Albano, Freddie Blassie, the Green Wizard, Jim Cornette.
Right.
You had even Paul Heyman, you know, it was Paulie Dangerously.
Right.
So you don't have the managers anymore, you know, that you used to. You know, and managers were the mouthpieces for the guys back in the territory, really, you know, some guys who couldn't cut a promo, you'd give them to a manager because the manager would always be there, right? And it was also an easy way to help establish who the heels were. So, for example, if you had a babyface champion, I'm going to use the WWF territory.
Uh-huh.
When it was just a territory in the Northeast, okay?
Right.
So let's say Bruno Sammartino was the champion. Well, you had three major heel managers. You had Freddie Blassie, Will Albano, and the Grand Wizard. Well, if they had somebody in their corner, and those three managers were so over his heels, the second somebody came into the territory and became a protege of one of those managers, he was immediately over. Because you knew at some point that guy was going to fight the champion. You knew it was going to be a matter of time, whether it was Donnie or Jonathan, or whether it was a Waldo Von Erich, or whether it was Larry the Axe Henning, or somebody was going to fight Bruno, or even before him, Pedro Morales, or whatever. So the manager acted really as a dual role. He was the mouthpiece for sometimes the guys that couldn't cut a promo, but he was also able to help get a guy over just by being associated with him as an instant deal. So, you know, the industry is missing that. It doesn't have that anymore. You know, yeah, you had guys like Jim Mitchell, and, you know, he was good, and it kind of started going to the, started going to the valets with Miss Elizabeth, and, you know, Sherry Martel became a valet, and then you started getting into this whole thing with valets, you know, Nancy Sullivan, God rest her soul, was a woman, and, you know, you had this whole, you know, this whole era of valets, you know, and now you don't see them anymore because now you have the divas who actually, you know, they're good-looking women that actually get out and wrestle. So, again, it's kind of that constant evolution of the business. So getting back to the original question,
right.
There's some of it that I like, there's some of it I don't like.
Wow.
And I just would like to see, I'd like to see more characters, you know. And that's, you know, and quite honestly, you know, like this thing with Eric Bischoff's kid, and it's like, you know, I saw that 15 years ago when, you know, when David Flair had the thing with Ric Flair, I saw it when Shane McMahon did it with Vince McMahon. I'm tired of that. It's the same sorry-ass storyline. Get something new, you know? Nobody wants to see a father and a son fight anymore. You know,
right.
It's bull crap. Come up with something original, you know, and maybe, you know, maybe they could do, if they could do something original, anybody, you know, then maybe the maybe guys like me who got turned off by things that we don't recognize anymore would stop coming back and watching.
Well, Mr. Brody, you've definitely taken us on a ride through Memory Lane. I'm getting messages from everywhere that most of them agree with you, that they want some of that old school character, not more of the flashy and, you know, the narcissistic body looking. They want character. That's what someone, I'm getting a phone call here, actually a text message from some of the gentlemen. He's like, oh, you know, I miss people like the one man gang that were entertaining back then. But Mr. Brody, we really appreciate your time, and I'd love to have you here because you're a man with so much knowledge in the world of pro wrestling. And for folks out there, if you want to read some of the stuff he's written and what he has seen, you can purchase Swimming with Piranhas, Surviving the Politics of Professional Wrestling on Amazon.com. You can purchase the book there, Amazon.com. That's Swimming with Piranhas, Surviving the Politics of Professional Wrestling. And you can see Mr. Brody live next Wednesday in Fort Lauderdale at the Fort Lauderdale National Guard Armory located at 400 Southwest 24th Street. For ticket information, NWARingWarriors.com. Bell time is at 7:30. Or head on over to Facebook and look up NWA Ring Warriors. Mr. Brody,
one last comment.
Go ahead.
The address, which is Southwest 24th, is actually State Road 84.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna make this easy for everybody. If you're familiar with State Road 84 and you know where Lester's Diner is, we're one light west of Lester's Diner. Everybody knows Lester's Diner, the world famous giant cup of coffee over there, which is one light west of Lester's Diner. That's where the armory is. I hope to see the fans out there. Come on out. Say hello to me. You'll see me running around like a chicken without my head on. That's usually how I am at the shows. But I guarantee, come out there, you're going to love what you see.
There you go, Mr. Brody. Thank you so very much. You're always welcome here to the show. And we'll see you next Wednesday in Fort Lauderdale, sir.
Sure will. See you
Thank
then.
You so very much. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you,
you
so
bye-bye.
Much. Well, great interview there, Cage, with Mr. COO of NWA, Howard Brody. And I've been getting texts and tweets, Cage, of people reminiscing about the good old days of pro wrestling.
Mind you, the guy has the same last. Now that you guys are even talking about characters, there is one great character that you guys left out, and that's actually a guy that's making a pretty big name for himself here in Florida. He's actually going to take part of the Ring Warriors show against Tommy Vandal. I'm talking about Beastly Brody. That man is an upcoming star here, and he's actually going to be accompanied by one of the most popular managers here in Florida, the Snake Master, Abuda Dean. I've had some run-ins with him, you know, in the past, but hey, the funny thing is that Beastly Brody actually shares the last name as the COO of the NWA, Brody. That's the funny part. Are they related?
Nah, perhaps. We could ask him. I don't think so. Brody, Beastly Brody is a little scary looking. Listen, we're going to give out free NWA tickets. Answer this question, and we'll go ahead and hook you up with a pair of tickets to the NWA show. This is all you got to do. Answer this question. You can reply to us on Twitter, on Facebook, or write it down here in the chat room, and we will give you a pair of tickets. We'll randomly choose you, of course, if you have the right answer. So, which pro wrestler teamed up with Karl Malone against Dennis Rodman and Hulk Hogan in a WCW pay-per-view? Which pro wrestler teamed up with Karl Malone against Dennis Rodman and Hulk Hogan? Tell me that pro wrestler's name, and you will win a free pair of tickets to the NWA show, and you can go ahead and see us, Cage and myself. Cadet, I think, Cadet, are you in Miami, Florida, Cadet? She is part of the knockout there, Cadet, and she's on the chat room there. So have the right answer. You could either tweet us at RomanDH, or you can head on over to Facebook, facebook.com/RodolphoRoman, and just write the answer. Which pro wrestler teamed up with Karl Malone against Dennis Rodman and Hulk Hogan in a WCW pay-per-view? And this has a lot to do with a very special announcement later on tonight, Cage.
No, I personally cannot wait for that. Not to say that this show is not entertaining enough with me on here, but this announcement, it has to be the biggest announcement in Blog Talk Radio history.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's humongous, and we're very, very excited to announce this shortly. We just had some folks tweeting us. Shout-out to the Atemi Cast who's listening to us. Check those boys out every Thursday. You can find them out on atemicast.com. Check them out, and they talk a little bit of mixed martial arts and even pro wrestling. Check them out, Atemi Cast. Shout-out to my boys out there. Again, answer the question. Who teamed up? Which pro wrestler teamed up with Karl Malone against Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman in a WCW pay-per-view? Answer the question, and you can win a free pair of tickets to the NWA show. With that being said, we're going to welcome now the Dark City Fight Club. How's it going, boys?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Thank you so very much, man. Welcome here to the Roman Show. You can see the Dark City Fight Club in action next Wednesday, January 18th in Fort Lauderdale, part of NWA Ring Warriors. You must be excited to take on guys like the Headbangers and Billy Gunn. Tell us about how you're preparing for this match.
Man, we're just training. We're training hard. You know, we're not facing a normal tag team, man. We're facing, you know, a legendary tag team and Billy Gunn, who is a legend in his own right. You know, it's Dark City Fight Club and Vordell Walker, and for the life of me, I still don't know why Vordell decided to interfere in the match. I don't think John knows either, but, you know, it was what it was. But we're preparing, man. We're training hard. That's all we can do.
Now, the Headbangers, and I'm sure you've seen this stuff on YouTube, are always claiming that they're the internet champions and that they want competition and that they want to take on Evan Bourne and then Kofi Kingston. Are you guys going to basically make a statement when you face off against these guys on Wednesday night saying, hey, we are the competition?
Well, we like to make a statement wherever we go. So, you know, come January 18th, is going to be no different.
Cage, you have a question?
Basically, the questions I have right now is that I believe it was you. This is Corey that we're talking to, right?
Yes, this is Corey Chase.
Okay, so Corey, here's my question, because I know you started off your career known as Rain Man in the company. Basically, you also took part of a tournament where you fought people like Jason Cross and the very well-known current WWE heavyweight champion CM Punk. Am I correct?
Right, yeah. I was in the middle of a hurricane, man, down there in Tampa, Florida, man. It was a dangerous time, but, you know, we still put on a hell of a show. You know, I went in there and tore it down with Jason Cross. I also wrestled Cahagas in that tournament.
Yep.
As well, man. We hit each other real hard, man. That's a hard-hitting dude. I'm glad I ain't got to deal with him no more.
So let me ask you this, Corey. Well, I bet you wouldn't mind having him as a third man in a tag team partner situation. Not saying to take anything away from Vordell, but you know, hey, having him as a third man on the team wouldn't be a bad idea either with Cahagas. But like, compared to CM Punk's style when you actually wrestled him, Corey, compared to when you watch him on TV now in WWE, do you think there's been, like, a difference in his style when it comes to wrestling?
I think he just adapted, man. Like, you know, he's one of those wrestlers that can basically, you know, wrestle any style that you want, and he showed it. You know, sometimes there's a different style in the indies than there is, you know, people see on the WWE. And I think that he crossed over, man, and he did a good job adapting, and that's why he's one of the best in the world right now, man.
Well, and I want to also tell you congratulations on such a high spot on the PWI 500. So I want to personally congratulate you on that, because it just came out this past 2011, where I believe you were number 186, I believe, 186, 187.
Yep, I was 186, if I'm not mistaken. And
yep.
John was a couple slots ahead of me at, if I'm not mistaken, he was 182.
Yep.
Something like
so,
that.
Hey, I want to be the first one to say congratulations to you both on that. You guys, I've followed you guys since Ring of Honor, when you guys made your debut there, from your matches with the Briscoe Brothers. To your match with the, I believe you guys even had a time where you guys fought the Super Smash Brothers at one time. I believe.
No, we didn't wrestle Super Smash Brothers. We wrestled Young Bucks, you know, a couple of times, and Cheech and Claddy. I don't think we ever wrestled the Super Smash Brothers though.
Huh? Because I'm trying to remember who. Yeah, you're right. You guys never actually wrestled the Super Smash Brothers. I'm actually taking a look here. But the match with the Briscoe Brothers was a memorable one, if need by say, because that was a pretty stiff match from what I remember seeing.
Hey man, that's another hard hitting tag team, man. If you know, they're in my opinion one of the best tag teams in the world, man. And you know, they're getting everything they deserve right now.
And Corey, what do you think about tag teaming right now in pro wrestling, like in WWE or TNA? A lot of people are saying that they're not showcasing it too much.
Well, I guess they're just not paying attention to the right tag teams. I mean, look, tag team wrestling's far from dead, in my opinion, man. I think that tag team wrestling, it's not going to go away. You know, WWE's trying to reestablish it. You know, it's going kind of slow, but. You know, they're doing what they can, but I think tag team wrestling it's in a fine state, man, and I'm one of the ones that's gonna, you know, try to keep it going as long as I can.
And we thank you for that, because tag team wrestling goes all the way back from to the Rockers and to the Brainbusters and all that stuff, and just for the fact that you and John are carrying that legacy is a great deal to us. And trust me, when the fans actually care a lot more about tag team wrestling than a lot of other kind of wrestling, I believe.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
So, you know, I have to give you guys a very big two thumbs up when it comes to, you know, keeping tag team wrestling alive and thus holding the NWA tag team titles along with that. Didn't you guys beat the Skull Rushers for those titles?
Yeah, we beat Rashi Brown and Keith Walker in Minnesota.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Indianapolis.
Corey,
yep.
If you were to cut a promo on the Headbangers or... Billy, what would you say to these guys, and how? Say something to these men you're gonna face off next Wednesday, January 18th, NWA Ring Warriors.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the question. I'm sorry.
If you had to say something to Billy Gunn and Headbangers, who are legends in the world of pro wrestling, what would you say? What exactly are they gonna be looking forward to come next Wednesday at NWA Ring Warriors?
Listen. Billy Gunn's been in the ring with us already. His partner ain't going to be there this time because, you know, he got a taste of the Dark City Fight Club the last time. You know, so if I were him, I'd run too. But, you know, Headbangers, you need to take notes of what X-Pac did and tuck your tails and run, because we ain't playing games.
Corey, where can folks find you on Facebook or Twitter to keep up with you as far as your next event and where you're going to be wrestling?
Facebook / Corey Chavis, Twitter @ Corey Chavis. You know, I'll be January the 18th, Dark City Fight Club, Vordell Walker versus Billy Gunn and the Headbangers, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You know, that's the main thing that we got coming up. That's the most important thing. That's what we're looking forward to, and that's what we're preparing for.
Corey, anything you'd like to say to the fans and listeners listening tonight here on the Roman Show?
Come check out this show, man. It's going to be a doozy, I'm telling you. You don't want to miss it.
Thank you so very much, Corey, of the Dark City Fight Club. Check them out next Wednesday in Fort Lauderdale, NWA Ring Warriors. That's January 18th at the Fort Lauderdale National Guard Armory. You can check out NWARingWarriors.com. Bell time is 7:30. Check out Corey and the Dark City Fight Club with Vordell Walker against Billy Gunn and the Headbangers in a 6-man tag team match. Corey, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yep.
Good luck, my man.
Thanks, man. I'll take it easy.
Thank you so very much. Well, Cage, we have had an exciting show so far here this evening, and we have a lot of people on the line. Let's take some phone calls before we move forward with a Johnny Knockout segment. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Caller?
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. You have something to say to myself or Cage?
Well, hi, Mr. Roman.
How are you?
It's Lorraine Knockout.
Hey, Lorraine, how are you? Always a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, geez, her again?
Yes, me again, Cage. I heard what you had to say. You can say more things about me than I can you, so I'd like to kind of hear what you have to say about me.
Listen, Lorraine, I don't have to waste my spit on you, okay?
Yes,
you're not
sir.
The one who's actually writing my paychecks right now. I'm enjoying my whiskey here in South Beach. I don't need to waste any time on mediocre fans like yourself. You go ahead and type your little fat fingers away behind that little computer of yours. Continue jotting down for Johnny Knockout, which is a guy who probably, for all I know, pumps air into his muscles. And I will just be sitting back here relaxing and waiting till Johnny comes to Miami and accepts me and Vega's challenge.
Lorraine, I back you up too much on this. This guy's a clown, the Cage guy.
I know he's a clown because, first off, I'm not even in the chat tonight.
See, that's how much he knows. Little did you know he wouldn't waste his spit on me,
but he sure wasted his breath on me.
Little did you know, Lorraine,
this guy's probably like a McDonald's, you know, feeding out the free Wi-Fi. And he's saying that he's in South Beach.
Excuse me? I don't eat McDonald's, first off. That could probably be any other fan of Johnny Knockouts that eats McDonald's every night. But me, I say I work out every day. I'm probably in better shape than Johnny Knockout ever wished he could be.
Lorraine, thank you so much. We'll keep you on hold right until Johnny comes on. Let's take another phone call real quick. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. You have something to say to us?
May?
Hey, May, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show.
Oh, my God, hi. Okay, first off, you know what? This is Des. I'm Lorraine Knockout's daughter. Now, Cage, how are you going to sit there and disrespect my mom like that?
Come on, Cage. First off,
you, Mr. Roman, you don't talk. Let me take care. Just the fact that Lorraine had any offspring is a miracle. So basically, people want me to go heel on them. They want to talk little to me. Well, hey, by all means, your hero is Johnny Knockout, correct?
Probably at the end of the Roman Show, you have a question for myself or Cage. Call it. Probably on the air. Hey, are you shivering there, Cage, or are you doing something else? You sound a little weird.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine just for the fact that these fans are calling in just to hate on me instead of trying to win these NWA Ring Warrior tickets. That's what I'm finding funny. And it's a simple one. I know who you're talking about. That's the funny part. So it's basically, come on, guys. You're talking about $18 tickets, okay, that you could get for free. Not one, but two. All you need to do is name us the wrestler who teamed up with the NBA guy, which, what's his name again? Hello? Hello?
Cage, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What are you doing now?
Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Caller? Hello? All right, they're having some issues. All right, guys, answer the proper question, which is who teamed up, which pro wrestler, which WCW pro wrestler, or former WCW champion, teamed up with Karl Malone against Dennis Rodman and Hulk Hogan in a WCW pay-per-view? Tweet the answer to @RomanDH. Or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/RodolphoRoman. We will go ahead and hook you up with a pair of tickets to the NWA show that's next Wednesday. You know, Cage, before we move forward with the Johnny Knockout segment, can you go ahead and reveal just one of the guests that we will have on January 31st?
on January 31st, by all means. Well, a lot of people might remember him either as the American Male, or you can maybe even remember him as a member of Raven's flock in WCW, or some even might remember him as RVD's best friend in ECW. We are going to have the original American Male, Scotty Riggs, on the 31st.
Nice.
That's one of the major announcements here on the Roman Show. The 31st, we're going to have Scotty Riggs.
And you know what, Cage? I might as well just say it now. On January 31st, at 10 p.m., our guest will be...
Well, high five.
That's right, folks. It is a pleasure to have him. Diamond Dallas Page will be on the Roman Show January 31st at 10 p.m. DDP, Mr. Self High Five, the two-time WCW World Champion, will be on the Roman Show. I don't know about you, Cage, but I'm stoked.
No, basically this has to be one of the biggest announcements since, I would say, Jesse Neal when we had him on our show. But this is a legend in his own right. The man doesn't need introduction. I will even give myself a self high five when the 31st comes around. This is a show you cannot miss. We are going to have DDP on the line. On top of that, Scotty Riggs. You cannot miss that show.
Wow, I am so Diamond Dallas Page. Bam! He will be here on the Roman Show. So much looking forward to that program January 31st. But who do we have next week, sir?
Sure. Well, we actually have indie wrestling superstar. I would actually consider him like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle or the Back to the Future style guy in indie wrestling, Ellie McFly, on the line. He's actually has some of the most creative in-ring gear that you ever could find. Find him on Facebook, Ellie McFly. Become a fan. He's an actual nice guy. And on top of that, we're also going to have the King of Florida. I'm an American. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. I might get schooled next week for this, but Francisco Siazzo. We're going to have the King of Florida right here on the line the day before his match at NWA Ring Warriors. So this is a show that you cannot miss either. You are going to have creativism from Ellie McFly. You're going to have downright straight shoot from the hip from Francisco. You cannot miss this show.
Wow, I'm so excited. I'm stoked. People are texting me already. It's like, wow, this is so great. You guys are going to have Diamond Dallas Page. I'm ready, man. I am stoked. I really am, man. And Scotty Riggs, and we also got word that a certain individual will be calling in during that Scotty Riggs interview. Now, we don't want to say anything, but we expect a well-known person in the world of pro wrestling calling in that night, Cage.
Huh. If you only knew who it was.
Well, you got to stay tuned to the Roman Show to find out who will be calling in on that night. With that being said, now it's time to Johnny Knockout segment as we're going to reach out to him. And again, excuse me, guys, I've been fighting a cold here, so my voice is not the best. But I want to invite you guys tomorrow night to the Roman Show MMA. We are going to have Gerald Harris, a former UFC fighter who is now fighting for Pride and, for Dream and for Legacy. He's going to be fighting next month. Gerald Harris will be here on the Roman Show. He was a rising star in the UFC, but was let go by the company. But a rising star that he was, Gerald Harris, will be here in the Roman Show tomorrow at 10 p.m. And also the following Wednesday, we will have former UFC champ Sean Schreck here on the Roman Show. Sean Schreck. Sherrick will be on the Roman Show next week. These are huge names coming to the show, and it just gets better and better, Cage.
By all means, it's not the fact that we're actually staying in one spot like certain other radio stations I've visited. I'm not going to mention their names. They have the ability to call in themselves. But we don't remain on one spot, okay? We actually keep on moving forward. We're like the train that just does not stop. Have you seen the movie Unstoppable with Denzel Washington?
You know, I haven't. I'll be honest, I have not.
Okay, cheap plug, I know, but it's like that train. They actually needed a whole bunch of stuff to stop that train. But here's the difference. This train ain't stopping.
Here you go. So again, MMA show tomorrow, Gerald Harris, UFC veteran, and Sean Schreck. Sean Schreck, former UFC champ, will be here on the Roman Show the following Wednesday, and more MMA greats on the Roman Show. And tune in, because we will be giving away free tickets to CFA number 5, which will be taking place in Coral Gables next month. So make sure you tune in to get a free pair of tickets. You like MMA, right, Cage?
Oh, yeah. I watch it here and there.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, I'm sure you're just very, right now, you're kind of mesmerized with the stuff you're looking at over there in South Beach, although I just heard a siren pass right next to you.
Yeah, well, by all means, if these people can't handle their liquor, then they don't deserve to be here.
All right, let's reach out to Johnny Knockout as we are going to head on over with his segment. And Cage, you have a bone to pick with him, don't you?
Johnny Knockout stole my segment, and on top of that, he doesn't look as good as me. I grew out my beard just to compare beards with him. He says that Chuck Norris is his, biological father. Who cares? Okay, I don't
care. Johnny Knockout's controversial opinion. As we get a hold here of Johnny Knockout, we're trying to reach out to him. And here he is, Mr. Johnny Knockout himself. Johnny, welcome to the Roman Show, sir.
Oh, Love Shack, this is Johnny Knockout speaking. How can I sexify your night?
How are you, Johnny?
Wait, I think I just sexified everybody tonight just by the sound of my own voice. Wait, let me just get something off my chest really quick. We got about 25 minutes left in this show. This is my opening time for my segment, for my opinions. And, Cage, you're wasting your time talking about Denzel Washington.
May I ask you,
sir, what the hell is your problem?
Thank you.
You are my problem.
Really? No, I'm your damn nightmare. And by the way, Lorraine Knockout simply owned you. So tonight, I think the night of this and you, I got the night off because Lorraine took care of that. Thank you, Lorraine.
All right, Johnny, let's get started here with our controversial opinion segment brought to you by none other than the great Johnny Knockout. Johnny, your opinion on last night's segment of... Oh, boy, I couldn't believe this, but Brodus Clay, what's going on? Is he the new version of Dusty Rhodes?
Oh, you're talking about Raw? I didn't see it. I'm just kidding with you. You mean Funkasaurus Rex?
Yes.
I'm so glad that's the first question that you asked me, because that took me so off guard. Dear God, that was hilarious. I thought maybe the guy was, like, in trouble for something, but and if he is, and if he was, that some bitch pulled that off. Very, very good. Because, it's not like a WrestleMania marquee name for me. I probably wouldn't pay a ticket to see the guy, but he had me laughing. I enjoyed that. I like when he knocked Hawkins is on his ass and he goes, "My bad."
Now, do you think that WWE did a good job as far as bringing him out in this style, since they promoted him so much as being this violent, huge, gigantic guy? And here he's coming out like Dusty Rhodes.
What does everybody ask for with wrestling? Well, we want to see something different, right? We want to see something different. Show us something different. We don't want to see the same guys every week. We don't want to see the same cookie-cutter people every week. Well, I'll tell you what, WWE gave you exactly what you wanted in Brodus Clay. So,
all right.
We knew him as a train wrecking badass, right? Now we see him as this funny guy. Hey, you know what? Things evolve. Things change. But I tell you what, he's going to be in the minds of a lot of people for a long time. My opinion.
Now, Jericho's segment, he came back again. He was silent, but now he also started crying. Your take.
I can't curse on this, right?
No.
That was malarkey. I don't want to ruin it for any wrestling fans, but I mean, I guess any wrestling fans under 10. But I think, like I said last week, Jericho's just spinning everybody's wheels, man. I like it, too. I hope it lasts for another month. But no more than that, though, because then they're going to lose interest.
Also, what was your favorite match of last night? I heard the CM Punk was pretty good.
My favorite. Actually, yes. You know what? That surprised me. I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was. I enjoyed it. So I did not, needless to say, I did not fast forward through that match.
Lastly, the angle with Kane and John Cena as it escalates day by day.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty biased when it comes to Kane, so the fact that we got to see him in like 3 or 4 segments was just awesome enough for me. So, I like it. My thoughts on it. It's too bad that there's no blood allowed because I would like to see Kane just totally demolish some guys. I really would. But I think it's awesome. I like the whole fact that he's lurking. He's kind of getting into the heads of everybody, stalking everybody. You know, it goes back to like the dark mindset that I myself have. So that's why I've always been able to relate to Kane and just the stuff that he's doing. I'm excited to see what happens next week. When I tune into Raw, I'm actually looking forward to seeing Kane. So
I'm glad
they opened the show with him too. So
did you get to see TNA's pay-per-view, Genesis?
No, I didn't.
You can't get answer any questions for that, but
you can.
That means
no,
that,
of course I can answer questions.
Oh,
just
okay,
tell me what it is you need to know.
What was your take on it? Any favorite matches? The RVD match I heard was a good one from that pay per view. Rick Ross.
Well, how did it turn out? I'll give you my opinion on it.
You see, it was. I'll be honest, I haven't got to see the pay per view myself, and I read about it. But
So you're just trying to put it on me, weren't you?
This is why they call it controversial opinion, Johnny Knockout.
Well, I'll tell you what, you may not always like my opinion, but you bet your ass I'll have one.
You think with RVD, there's rumors that he might be going back to WWE. Right now, TNA has him kind of in the limb. They don't know whether to keep him or not. Do you think, and I think he's going to be 41 now. Do you think that it's good for him to go to a WWE or to stay with TNA or maybe go indie? What do you think RVD should do at this point?
I think wherever RVD ends up, he's going to do well, just providing that he has the TV time and the right people to work with. I think RVD is awesome. I don't care that he's 41. I think RVD can outshine a lot of people. Yeah, and that's no disrespect to anybody else on either roster, but, you know, the guy can hang with the best of them, and he's one of the best. So, honestly, until that guy's ready to hang it up, I think he'll be fine, you know. I think whoever he ends up to, he's going to do fine. Fans love him. I love him.
Also, we got word that Edge and the Four Horsemen have been inducted, and there are talks now. It hasn't been confirmed, but WrestleZone released a report earlier today that Yokozuna is going to be inducted next week into the Hall of Fame. So that's very important. But your take on Edge, some are saying that he was just inducted too early into the Hall of Fame.
You know what? It came as a surprise, you know, the fact that we're seeing him right away, you know, wasn't a lot of time wasted. But, I mean, when it comes to Edge, you think you really need to waste any time? I think the guy's got enough credentials. He's earned that spot. So whether it's this year or 2 years, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, just the fact that he's in there means that, you know, they're making the right decision with that. So he definitely deserves it.
Now let's take some phone calls here, John. Caller, you're on the air with Gage and Johnny Knockout, part of the controversial opinion. Caller, you're on the air.
Me?
Hello? Go ahead.
Hello? Don't be shy. Ladies are always shy at first.
I guess she is shy. Let's go to another phone call. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, it's Elena Knockout.
Elena, what's up?
Nothing much.
How's the pregnancy coming along?
Very good. We find out what it is February 23rd.
Very cool. Elena, for everybody out there in Radio Land, is she's actually pregnant with a little baby. Well, let me say this right, because I don't want to get Captain Cool pissed at me, but she's actually pregnant with her fiancé's baby. Okay, let me just get right to it. He's a little knockout, but it's not my knockout. You get it? You got it? Good. What's the question, Elena?
I don't really have a question. I just wanted to say that I can't wait till we get to see you at the next show. Well, it won't be the next show, but, you know, one of your upcoming shows. And I'm really excited that you have another shot at the championship belt. That's, like, completely awesome.
Honestly, I can't wait for you guys to come out as well. And the reason I have a shot at that belt is because I'm awesome. I'm sexy and people want to see me. No, I'm kidding. It's because all you guys, the JKO Army. In fact, FWE had asked the fans who they wanted to see, and you guys picked me, and I won it by a landslide. So I want to say thank you guys. And as always, when I go out there and kick patootie, it's for us all. So that's hashtag JKO Army United. And right. At JKO Reality, if anybody's on Twitter.
Let's take one more caller calling in the end of Roman Show.
Thank you, Elena.
Caller? All right, she's also shy.
I personally don't think you deserve that title shot, Johnny, because what are you going to do? You're just going to lose again?
I don't think you should talk. I think you should just get the marbles out of your mouth and just go ask Mr. Roman for some forgiveness because you've been a total prick the whole night.
Thank you, Johnny.
Tonight I think you just need to take a night off because I literally caned somebody the other day on the streets, and I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm very happy that that happened. So, unfortunately, I don't get to be in front of you, so I think you should just keep your trap shut. And,
I'll tell you
just,
this much.
You know, stay in your corner where Lorraine puts you.
I'll tell you this much, Johnny. You won't be here next episode, so it's going to be a very quiet and professional program. So this bum is going to be somewhere. I don't even know what he's going to do. He's going to get like his U-Haul license or something like that. I don't know what he's working on.
Wait, what just happened? We're not going to be on the air next week?
No,
are you serious?
No. Cage is not going to be on the air next week because he's going to be working on obtaining a U-Haul license.
Wait a minute, you are taking me off the show next week?
Yeah, you're off.
I think the whole JKO Army and even all the Romanites would be happy to hear this.
Wait a minute. This is an outrage. I am getting my lawyer on this. No, I'm not talking for the rest of the show. You take over. I'm done.
Oh, my God.
He's done. Johnny, let's take one phone call here. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show. You have a question for Johnny or myself?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the Roman Show.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Roman Show.
Who is this? You called us.
Well, who do you think it is?
Well, this voice sounds familiar. Uncle Brucey?
No.
Okay. Uncle Brucey, because you didn't send me my chocolate last year for Christmas. Each year for Christmas, actually, because I've always been asking for it. Who the hell is
this? Let me give you a little hint. Hey, brother.
Oh, my God, it's the Don.
That's right.
Oh my God, guys! What is this, Jabroni?
You better
watch your tongue, Cage. With that, who said Jabroni? Was that you?
No, because
you can call Cage all the names you want. That's fine. Let me speak.
Cage.
I get to do this every Tuesday.
What is he? A ring? What is he? Set up the rims or something? He's talking a lot of crap.
I think that he he cleans up the arenas after they're done, and he sniffs all the chairs.
I think so, and I was listening. Lorraine put him really in his place, so that was really good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to make a formal announcement for my good friend, the guy that always serves me just the right amount of cannolis and Dunkin' Donuts coffee. This is the Don, Roy Caruso, of the Sicilian Mob,
nice.
Which I happen to be part of.
Nice. If I'm ever in New York, I'll make sure to look for him.
That's right. You can check us out on the Sicilian Mob Wrestling Group on Facebook, and he can know all about us. But I just wanted to say good luck on the show, and
thank you.
You deserve it, kid.
I appreciate
it. And when you're with the Sicilian Mob, You're for life.
For
and life. The only way out for anybody is in a body bag.
There you go.
Booyah.
Strong words, dude. Strong words. Well, Johnny, thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure to have you here. This is Johnny Knockout's Controversial Opinion. Tune in next Tuesday to see and hear what
you
Johnny
has. Rid of me?
We're
is
almost
that it?
Done. That's it, Johnny. We're done. We're almost done, sir.
Yeah, God, what am I going to do for the rest of the night?
You can go ahead and pick on Cage on Facebook.
I'm gonna go cyber kick the crap out of him right now. Thank you guys. Thank you, Jake. Hear me everywhere from. Oh, before I leave.
Go ahead.
Mandy Knockout. A little birdie told me that Mandy Knockout had won your little NWA contest.
Yeah.
So why does she live in Canada? FedEx her those tickets. In fact, you know what? When you get your U-Haul license next week, Cage, you can go ahead and drive it to her. How about that?
I'm not talking. Oh, I am mad right now. I'm talking to my lawyer right now.
Got a lawyer. That wasn't a business card that came in your Cracker Jack box.
That is it. Johnny, thanks so much, man. We'll talk next Tuesday, sir. Thank you always for calling in.
Thank you, guys. See you on the other side.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Gage, man, I know you're going to study hard for your U-Haul truck license. I know you're going to get to bed early and read the book.
Well, let me explain something to you, Mr. Roman. I am not trying to get a U-Haul license. I didn't even know you were going to take me off the show next week. This is an outrage.
Listen.
So I am tired of this gibberish that you come up with every single week. I'm the entertainment of this show. Okay? I am the man. I know how to respect the people that come on this show. I know how to respect the timing. And on top of that, I know how to entertain these fat...
What? Go ahead.
I understand how... This is an outrage. You're going to hear from my lawyer.
Oh, my God. This is the most... fake emotion I've ever heard from you, Cage. You need to work on your acting skills, sir.
I'm not acting. As a matter of fact, I'm on my cell phone right now trying to get a hold of my lawyer, okay? So you continue on with whatever gibberish you want to talk about. You know, you're as boring, like I said, as the Charlie Brown show. I have testimonies from different people saying how boring you are, so you continue killing the show while I'm talking to my lawyer, because I'm telling you right now, sure, you have taken me off the show next week, but when I return the following week, you're going to regret it, Mr. Roman. You are going to regret it.
Blah, blah, blah. Cage, good luck on obtaining your U-Haul license. And with that being said, we will see you next Tuesday here at the Roman Show at 10 p.m. And tomorrow night, Gerald Harris, UFC veteran, here in the Roman Show. Make sure you spread the news with your friends at 10 p.m. And don't forget, January 31st, we are all going to be giving ourselves a self-high five. Good night, guys.
Self-high five.